Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Of all the different ways to authenticate people, it boils down to three types of things. There's something you know, which is the password that we all love and hate for various reasons. There's something you have, we call this a multi-factor authentication device, either the Google Authenticator or a Yubico key or something like that, where every time that you activate it, it gives a different code or something, but it ties back to a device that you physically have. And then there's the biometric stuff, the something that you are, right? Fingerprints are the things that most people are familiar with these days, because especially with iPhones and some of the Android devices that have a fingerprint reader. And, we know that fingerprints are, you leave them everywhere. If somebody really wants your fingerprints to get in, they can do it. And certainly if you get pulled over and a cop wants to look at your phone, at least in the United States, they don't need a warrant. They can force you to push your fingerprint on. They can't force you to type your passcode, although even that's debatable. But somebody else has come up with yet another something you are. And there's been several of them, but fingerprints are probably the most common. But somebody's talking about doing electrocardiography or an ECG or an EKG, which is just basically your heartbeat. That should be a unique signature to you, but technically that might all be possible, but even in the article they say, even though your EKG is unique to you, your own EKG changes over time. So if you're, depending upon how you use it, it might not necessarily work and be a good result. And likewise, it has the same fundamental problem that everything that based on something you are is that if somebody is able to copy that then you can't change that, right? It's like, I can't change my fingerprints. I mean, yeah, I guess I could, but it would be strain my fingerprints so that I wouldn't have them necessarily. But that's the thing, right? So that's the problem with authentication schemes that rely on stuff that isn't easy to change, right? And yeah, I mean, I know iris scanners and stuff might also be, those are theoretically harder to spoof as well. But I guess for something that you can't change, I'm always going to be skeptical of whether or not that's ever going to be something that if it gets compromised, then what, right? There's nothing that's uncompromisable, ultimately. Jokes aside about cutting wires and saying that's the best firewall, but of course, these days, we're not all using wired connections, so cutting the wire just means you just go wireless, and so anyway, but that's the problem with authentication with something you have, something you are, is that, yeah, you can't change that. And inevitably somebody will find a way to spoof it. So I guess it's great that they're doing the research, because I guess that's one more thing we can use, but it shouldn't be the only thing. You should always be pairing it with a different form of authentication. I guess if you're really, really high security, you might use all three things, right? And that's fine in that case. But still, it's, to me, it just seems a bad idea to rely on only something you are as an authentication mechanism. I guess on your phone and for limited circumstances, it can be, you're paying for the convenience, right? I mean, that's the whole reason that the phones support fingerprint authentication is because it's a convenience thing. But in order to have that turned on, you've got to have a passcode that's reasonable. So therefore, if that causes people to put passcodes on their phones, that's maybe not such a bad thing. But as I say, only relying on one particular factor is perhaps not the best idea anymore, and particularly one that can't be changed. That just doesn't seem like a good idea. So while I appreciate the research, I just don't know in practical terms how much it will be used, because of the problem I talked about and because of the problems that, relying on EKG has, just because, I say, it itself changes over time. And maybe that's not such, maybe not, as a result, that's maybe not the best thing to use. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.